traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit EnergyCitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
In the squadron, they called him Bullets, but we call him Greg Kelly. Greg Kelly is on the air
on the Red Apple Podcast Network.
Hey, do me a favor. Stop telling me that Eric Adams is a good guy and he really gets it. Oh, boy, he was so good at that press conference the other night. He's faking it. He's a liar. He's dumb and he's high. And he lives in New Jersey. All right. Just forget about it. I don't want to hear it. He's not managing anything other than his suit supply. All right. That's what it's all about. If you want to know who this guy is. All right. I'm talking about his performance the other night. And it was a performance the night that Officer Diller was shot and killed, a 31-year-old with a wife and a baby, a 1-year-old baby. Right. I mean, it's horrific, absolutely horrific. But the conditions that have been built in this city, in this country, thanks to the far left, thanks to de Blasio, and yeah, thanks to Eric, all the way back to the 90s, raging around saying that the police department was racist and not joining the police department to help people, but to kick some cracker ass, right? Did I say racist initially? Oh, I think I forgot to say he's a racist. He is a racist. So forget the performance. Remember, this is who he is. You know, when you don't think anybody's really looking, that's when you can really tell, right? Eric Adams, while he's talking to some whack job group somewhere in the heart of Brooklyn, and this is who he is. Ready? Go! Whenever you get a chance with that great big buildup, well,
because of a senseless act of violence.
Wrong! Well, actually, that'll be interesting to compare and contrast, right? Well, compare and contrast. Here he is trying to be Mr. Nice Guy, right? Mr. Nice Guy. Cut one.
It's because of a senseless act of violence that we witnessed. The person had a total disregard for the safety of this city. Can I say it any clearer? It is the good guys against the bad guys.
Oh, that's beautiful, Eric.
And these
but this
guys
is who you
violent.
Really are. This is who you really are. For whole your life, for whole your life, the good guys were black people and the bad guys were white people. I've got proof. Now, please, if you don't mind, Diego, smoking weed perhaps with the mayor. You one of those guys? I saw you do it once. Be honest. And now you're slow on the switch. You're slow poke. Slow poke. But now the cloud is lifted and he is ready to do his job and press the key.
Every day in the police department, I kicked those crackers' ass, man. I was unbelievable in the police department when you keep running the black law enforcement. Came a sergeant, a lieutenant, and a captain. You know the story.
You know the story. No, we don't know. You know what I know? You didn't arrest anybody. People who've joined the police department and have a career in law enforcement, and they come out and they say, I kicked those crackers' ass? What is he talking about? He's not talking about criminals. It is heartbreaking that this fool is the mayor. He's fooled a lot of people. Not me. Unfortunately, the New York Post, they helped make him the mayor. No one's running the police department. There are 15 guys up there with them. Who's in charge? Nobody knows. It's a joke. It's a tragic joke. Anyway, whew, that's tough. Hey, the other thing is this. There are a million reasons to not like Cuomo. All right? A million reasons to not like Cuomo. I can give you a whole bunch. From the COVID management to that silly book he wrote while he was governor. What else? The arrogance, the hubris. But he's no sexual predator. And I knew it all along. So one of his accusers was a lady named Charlotte Bennett, right? Charlotte Bennett. And she told her truth to Nora O'Donnell, right? And the whole world, that he must go. And when he did resign, she was dancing on his grave. So satisfied with the work she did for the Me Too movement and really the Biden administration, when you think about it. Go ahead, please, if you don't mind.
Joining us now for an exclusive interview is Charlotte Bennett, the former aide that the governor singled out today. Charlotte, thank you for being here.
Thanks so much for having me.
The New York Attorney General said multiple times today that she believes you and the other women mentioned in this report. What does that mean to you?
Today was so validating and really emotional, and I feel vindicated. It's been a long day, but I'm proud to be a New Yorker right now.
The governor admitted that he asked you questions that he doesn't normally ask people because you told him you're a survivor of sexual assault. Do you think he's gaslighting you?
Absolutely. He's trying to justify himself by making me out to be someone who can't tell the difference between sexual harassment and mentorship. We have a report. We have the facts. The governor broke federal and state law when he sexually harassed me and current and former staffers. And if he's not willing to step down, then we have a responsibility to act and impeach him. He sexually harassed me. I am not confused. It is not confusing. I am living in reality, and it's sad to see that he's not.
All right. So actually, you're not confused, but you are apparently lying. I didn't believe her then. I don't believe her now. And now, well, we have like pretty much overwhelming and incontrovertible evidence that this person was not telling the truth. Here is the same woman glowing and gushing about a meeting she just had with Governor Cuomo. Now, later she said that this meeting was, she felt verbally assaulted and verbally violated by Andrew Cuomo. Well, here she is basically coming home from that meeting, that very meeting that she says later is sexual harassment. She makes a video of it in her car, by the way. I couldn't tell if she was a passenger or driving it because she's talking to the camera the whole time, but she is driving and talking at the same time, which is probably illegal. I don't know, but we got bigger fish to fry. All right, go ahead, please.
The big news. I still haven't heard from the senator, which honestly, I think things are really bad between Cuomo and her right now. And I don't really want Cuomo and I had, oh, I totally haven't told you anything. We had this like deep, deep heart to heart. Like we were sitting there, just the two of us in his living room, like in very casual clothing, like the most like casual person-to-person conversation I've had with the man. And he was like in tears. Like we talked about Charlie, we talked about like Brennan in high school, we talked about the bodily fluids thing, and you know it went from like, you know, my smart, and we talked about like my parents' reaction to everything, to like law school, to like if I want to do a joint degree. And he was just like, it was a really I had kind of given up hope about having those kinds of conversations with him because I just was like, I don't think he can. I don't think he's capable as a person, but also like he will disappoint me. And it was neither of those things. Like he was so amazing. And like it was amazing. And I think like I could have a relationship with him even after I leave.
All right. So you get the picture. I think she had the hots for the governor. And maybe Cuomo had the hots for her. Who knows? But that meeting was so amazing. Amazing. And later she said she felt violated. And now you can hear the scheming in the office. And it's a little bit of a window into the whole Me Too thing because, you know, this whole idea of women helping women. Unfortunately, it's a dog eat dog world out there. All right. You know, and unless we're working through God, basically, we're all wretches and terrible. So can we do we have the one where she's in her, wherever the hell she is, at home, I guess, talking to the camera and talking about how the girls are all competing for attention from the governor. Go ahead.
Not only the relationship you have with the governor, but it's also the relationship that begins to shift with the other women in power and like ultimately that he is the person creating this dynamic, right? Like that's his game, is like
He knows that when you walk out that door, you're being met with all of these different forces. Like, he's very aware that the bullying is taking place, even if he's like not really seeing it. He 100,000% knows that it's like cutthroat, especially between women, especially as it relates to his attention. And she just kind of told this story. And then she said, she was like, wait.
Okay, it stops there. I don't know why she's making all these videos. So it went from he's violating me in every way, harassing me, and to not even that he's a bully. He's aware of the bullying that's happening at the hands of other women. Man, this is just like, it totally flips it totally upside down. Now, why am I doing this? Because I hate injustice. I hate lies. And I don't care, quite frankly, who the victim is. I don't. Sometimes, I mean, look. They're using these same horrible tactics to go after Donald Trump. All right. You can't only defend the good guys. You got to defend sometimes guys like Cuomo, too. Does that make sense? It's about principle, not about, you know, who's my favorite. It's not a personality thing. And I guess a lot of conservatives are like that. Not all. You know, it's about principle, not people sometimes. I know that sounds probably not as good as it is. You know, the only people to defend Andrew Cuomo when he was going through that stuff. There are three, as identified by the New York Times. Me, Rudy Giuliani, and John Catsimatidis, the supermarket magnate slash energy chieftain slash owner of WABC, and awesome all-around New Yorker. That's it. All of Cuomo's liberal friends, they're ignoring this.
I mean, oh my goodness, somebody in the Me Too movement may not say I'm supportive of women.
One more time. She was so outraged. All right. Isn't that amusing, if nothing else? It's the tonality of her. Right? And by the way, this isn't some podcast, she said. This is the Nora O'Donnell Show, which actually is kind of like a podcast in a way. The Channel 2 Evening News. It's a long time since Walter Cronkite. Can you bring me to the middle of that, to the middle of that interview? And she is just laying into Cuomo, who, in her private time, she's calling an amazing guy, and she just wants more quality time with him. And she's, you know, jealous of the other girls, and all the girls are jealous of each other who don't get to spend FaceTime with
his
the boss.
Was
hey,
time.
Also, by this, remember this. She works in politics. All right? It's kind of rough
joining
and tumble.
Joining us now.
Welcome to the world of adulthood, right? Office politics and stuff like that. It kind of happens wherever you go. It's there. You can either partake or you can ignore it. Better to ignore it. All right. Are you okay over there? You having another meltdown, seizure, right? You're okay. Okay. I told you about those. Look, by the way, when I say that you smoke pot, you realize you're allowed to. It's legal. I don't think it should be. I think your life would be better if you didn't, my friend. But, you know, because I do notice. You may blame. I may blame the drugs. You may blame something else. Not enough sleep. Too much focus on your music. I don't know. But are we ready? Good.
Is trying to sleep with me.
The governor today blamed generational or cultural perspectives for the way he made jokes and the comments that he makes. Was what the governor did a generational misunderstanding?
Publicly, he would rather play dumb. Privately, he knows that he sexually harassed staffers, and I think it's easier to explain his behavior publicly by saying there was some misunderstanding.
The governor said today that he accepts responsibility and that he's making changes. Do you believe him?
Accepting responsibility means stepping down. So I don't believe him, and I don't want an apology. It's not necessary. It's fake. And his propaganda video was not only uncomfortable and inappropriate, but downright weird and unnecessary.
Why do you call it a propaganda video?
Because it's not about anything other than protecting him and his office. It is not protecting New York. He is not speaking for New Yorkers. He is not.
Now, who the hell are you speaking for? Who the hell is this Charlotte Bennett and her feelings? And calling it weird. Weird. You know, that's the new, you know, when you call somebody a creep or weird, look out. Oh, she's weirded out. That must be a pervy old man. Well, I'm sorry. I got to go right back. She's glowing about the same guy And the same meeting, that's where the hell, this is the crux of her allegation, by the way. This is where it all went down. She felt violated by the conversation. Ready? Can we hear that one more time, please?
He would rather play dumb.
No. What I mean, Diego, is when she's making her video diary in the car, right? Take that one in the car. She's in the front seat driving and talking about how much she likes Cuomo. And do me a favor, take it about 30 seconds or so in. All right, 30 seconds or so in, and you'll see that she is, wow. Look, he left office because of this. And maybe that's fine, and I don't lose sleep. Well, let's face it, Kathy Hochul is even worse than Cuomo in so many ways. And he picked her because she was terrible. Don't forget that. But this is an injustice. It's wrong. And we just caught some liars.
We talked about Charlie. We talked about like Brennan in high school. We talked about the bodily fluids thing. And, you know, it went from like, you know, my smart. And we talked about like my parents' reaction to everything, to like law school, to like if I want to do a joint degree. And he was just like, it was a really I had kind of given up hope about having those kinds of conversations with him, because I just was like, I don't think he can, I don't think he's capable as a person, but also like he will disappoint me. And it was neither of those things. Like, he was so amazing, and like
All right, I'm glad. But I'm sorry that I guess he never dated you like you wanted. But the real culprit here might be Looney Tune Lindsay Boylan, the redhead who is stopping at nothing to get her revenge on the world because she's not AOC. I'm sorry it didn't work out for you, but you need help. I'll be right back.
Greg Kelly, on the Red Apple Podcast Network.
If you're suffering from ED, you're not alone. 60% of men over 60 have this problem. Help is out there. The professionals at Elevate Wellness can help you be the man you used to be. They've helped thousands of patients and have a 96% success rate. What are you waiting for? Call 973-354-2276. 973-354-2276. Your first visit is only $99. ElevateWellnessGroup.com. Help is out there. ElevateWellnessGroup.com.
Stop. ED is no laughing matter. This can be caused from low T, high blood pressure, or diabetes. Elevate Wellness can help. 40% of men over 40 have experienced this. Make the call to Elevate Wellness now. 973-354-2276. 973-354-2276. The office visit is only $99 and includes exam, blood work, test dose, and consultation. Call Elevate Wellness. 973-354-2276. Or ElevateWellnessGroup.com.
Hi, it's Ernie Anastas. You know, your thoughts can affect how you feel, and how you feel can impact your thoughts. Addressing your mind and body connection is the key to improving your overall wellness. Bergen Newbridge Medical Center is the largest hospital in New Jersey, providing comprehensive, equitable, compassionate, and high-quality emergency inpatient and outpatient medical care, plus mental health services and substance use disorder treatment. The Bergen Newbridge team can address your total health needs in one convenient location. Call 201-225-7130. For an appointment, or newbridgehealth.org.
Your health is important. Your sexual health is very important. And like everything else, it has challenges. As many as 50% of men over 50 have sexual-related difficulties, like ED, low testosterone, and low energy. That's where they come in. Elevate Wellness has real professional and in-person solutions. Call 973-354-2276. 973-354-2276. Or visit ElevateWellnessGroup.com and get back to where it started. Office visits only $99 this month.
Greg Kelly on the Red Apple Podcast Network.
Well, I just saw footage of Officer Diller being shot in Far Rockaway in that traffic stop. It's daytime. It's looks like it's 5:30 in the afternoon or so. And you got officers on the driver's side and officers on the passenger side. The officer on the passenger side, I believe, is Officer Diller. There are about maybe three cops there. And then you hear the shots, bam, 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 and you see Officer Diller go down. Tell you what, the other guys, I mean, the guy at the driver's seat, everybody else in that car, they're still alive. They're still alive. They're lucky. I think, wouldn't they have been like totally justified in opening fire. Tough to watch. Same time, just a couple hours earlier, somebody was thrown onto the subway tracks. It's not just murders, by the way. It's not just murders and killings. It's the low-grade stuff that's made this city totally different. The from assault to shoplifting to the pushing to the shoving to the glares, you can feel it. This place is different. And Eric is out there and his cronies, and that's what they are at the top of the police department, his cronies, his buddies, bunch of unqualified. They're like one or two people there with integrity in the upper ranks, one or two. The rest are just having fun on our dime.
Greg Kelly, on the Red Apple Podcast Network. Greg Kelly on the Red Apple Podcast Network.
So that bridge collapse, we can all rest assured that everything is totally fine and Secretary Pete Buttigieg is on the case. There he is, enjoying the limelight, speaking from the White House podium. Don't be surprised if they try to make this guy the nominee. He knows nothing, zero experience, but he's stylish. Somebody's impressed by this. I'm not. You're not. Doesn't matter. Gay or straight, does not matter. If he had that resume as a straight man, not qualified. As a gay man, not qualified. But the crazy thing is, he's the Secretary of Transportation because he's gay. That's how he got the job. I can prove it to people if you really want to know. I can totally prove it to you. I'll do it right now, as a matter of fact. Oh, number one, more importantly, that bridge going down like that. It's under investigation, but everybody keeps telling me it's an accident. Shut up. It's an accident. Why is it the NTSB tells me we can't draw any conclusion for a year and a half whenever a plane goes down or any train comes off the tracks? They aren't ready to say anything for a year and a half before the final report comes out. But everybody is so sure that this was an accident. An accident. I don't know, and nobody else does either. It's interesting that it's the one bridge basically in the country that doesn't have a what they call a reinforced rock wall around the pylon. So you got the pylon, right? That the basically, for lack of a better word, I'm not an architect or an engineer, the great big pole that keeps the bridge up. You got two great big poles or stanchions, maybe do you call them? Other bridges, there's like a barrier. They make a great big rock wall, like a bumper for the pylon, for the stanchion, for the great big pole. So if a, you know, ship goes, it'll stop the ship or break the ship at least, slow it down so it doesn't knock down the whole bridge. I'm looking at it, and you know what? The New York Times, every now and then, I don't like their copy, but the pictures, and I'm looking at the Verrazano Bridge. You know what it has? An aerial picture of it. It's got a great big bumper around the stanchion. Same for, here's a bridge in Detroit. Here's a bridge in California. They all have these great big bumpers. Why the hell was there no bumper around that bridge? The other thing about, why not? And this is potentially, this is really going to screw up the supply chain. I mean, could really wreak havoc on the supply chain. And our enemies really don't want us, they don't like our convenient life, do they? Just stay tuned. Stay tuned on this one. And another thing I don't like about Mayor Pete, he goes down there. They all run to the microphones, right? All these guys who have nothing to offer, nothing to say, congressmen, city councilmen, senators show up. I have promised to write a letter to make sure that all of the resources are available to the state and city and local officials to, you know, like, shut up. Oh, what did Mayor Pete do? He said, yeah, this bridge has been around longer than some of us have been alive. So it's a very important bridge. And you know what that was? That was a weird look at me type flex in the middle of a tragedy. That bridge was built in 1977. So in bridge terms, that's not an old bridge. It's almost a brand new bridge. Okay, it's not that old. So what's he doing? You know what he's doing? He's showing off about how young he is. He's only 40 and he's the Treasury Secretary. But remember, he's the Treasury Secretary because he's gay. Now, it's funny, not funny, but it's sad, actually, how being gay could keep you from those big jobs for a long time in our country. Now, to get those big jobs, you have to be gay. Weird, right? Should it matter? Should never have mattered. So I compare Pete Buttigieg to a great guy named Joe, I believe, who's from Miramar, Florida. Miramar, Florida has is about a town of about 200,000 people, about 50,000 more than South Bend, Indiana. They both ran for the Democrat nomination in 2020. Pete Buttigieg becomes a superstar, and they can't stop writing about him in the New York Times and the Washington Post and Politico and the Daily Beast and the rest. But they can't stop writing about that he's gay. And, you know, Pete found out he was gay when he was 11. He came out to his parents when he was 14. He got a boyfriend when he was 17. You know, the first time he, you know, met his fiance, the first time he had met a gay teacher, just all these stories, whatever. But poor our friend Joe from Miramar, Wilmington, I mean, he was just a chump. I mean, he married a woman and had kids with the woman. That's not interesting to political reporters for some reason. So you never heard he declares for president. And I believe the only media appearance he ever got to do was with me on my show right here. That's the only one. I'm like, you're every bit as viable as this clown. And by the way, you're not viable. I mean, let's be honest here, right? You're the mayor of Nowheresville, Florida, just like the mayor of Nowheresville, Indiana. It's just, but if you got a gimmick, you don't have to do the work. You can just be catapulted to the top level. How about that one? Hey, it's funny how people go crazy about Donald Trump all the time, no matter what he says and does. But this is even more amusing and also kind of beautiful at the same time. Donald Trump wants you to buy a Bible if you don't have one, and I think it's a great idea. You know me. Here he is talking about the Bible from Mar-a-Lago, making an announcement, which I think is totally beautiful. It's about the Lee Greenwood Bible. Lee Greenwood, you know him? Anyway, listen to Donald Trump on this one, please.
I'm proud to be partnering with my very good friend, Lee Greenwood. Who doesn't love his song, God Bless the USA, in connection with promoting the God Bless the USA Bible? This Bible is the King James Version and also includes our Founding Father documents. Yes, the Constitution, which I'm fighting for every single day very hard to keep Americans protected. Also, the Bill of Rights, the Declaration of Independence, and the Pledge of Allegiance are all part of this God Bless the USA Bible. And it's just very important and very important to me. I want to have a lot of people have it. You have to have it for your heart, for your soul. Many of you have never read them and don't know the liberties and rights you have as Americans and how you are being threatened to lose those rights. It's happening all the time. It's a very sad thing that's going on in our country, but we're going to get it turned around. Religion and Christianity are the biggest things missing from this country, and I truly believe that we need to bring them back, and we have to bring them back fast. I think it's one of the biggest problems we have. That's why our country is going haywire. We've lost religion in our country. All Americans need a Bible in their home, and I have many. It's my favorite book. It's a lot of people's favorite book. This Bible is a reminder that the biggest thing we have to bring back America and to make America great again is our religion. Religion is so important. It's so missing, but it's going to come back, and it's going to come back strong, just like our country is going to come back strong. In the end, we do not answer to bureaucrats in Washington. We answer to God in heaven. Christians are under siege. We must protect content that is pro-God. We love God, and we have to protect anything that is pro-God. We must defend God in the public square and not allow the media or the left-wing groups to silence, censor, or discriminate against us. We have to bring Christianity back into our lives and back into what will be again a great nation. Our founding fathers did a tremendous thing when they built America on Judeo-Christian values. Now that foundation is under attack, perhaps as never before. What can we do? Stand up, speak out, and pray that God will bless America again. I'm proud to endorse and encourage you to get this Bible. We must make America pray again. Pray, get educated, get motivated, and stand with me and the legions of Americans asking God to bless our great nation, to bring our great nation back, and to make America great again. I'm proud to partner with Lee in this offering. He's a very special man, both as a talent, but maybe even more so as a human being. He's very, very special. And I think you all should get a copy of God Bless the USA Bible now and help spread our Christian values with others. There you have it. Let's make America pray again. God bless you, and God bless the USA.
Well, isn't that beautiful? Isn't that something? It's wonderful. Absolutely wonderful. It's perfect. Perfect. It's just perfect. He figured it all out. The country has gone haywire. And the biggest reason is the war on God, right? Can't talk about God. Can't talk about Christianity. It's a punchline for most people. Well, I feel sorry for those people, and I hope they get close to the Lord in one way or the other. As I am on my journey, nobody's perfect. We're nothing without him. And you should see them scoff. Of course, they're going to scoff. They're going to laugh. But you know and I know that he just offered the greatest opportunity to everybody, each and every one of us, no matter how low, no matter how high in the eyes of the world. That's an amazing thing he did. Nothing better. Nothing better. So what do you think? Now they're quibbling. Oh, well, the buying the Bible. He just wants to profit off the Bible. He can't win, right? He just can't win. They find this offensive. And they do, believe me. I was watching the Mika and Joe show. They're appalled. CNN's totally appalled. Then they bring in two atheists to say how disgusting this was. Why? The only time I remember them even angrier was when Donald Trump had the nerve to hold up a Bible in front of a church. Remember that one? How dare he do something like that in front of a church? What's the problem? You really are saying more about yourself than the Donald Trump. I mean, what is wrong with that? Why was that so perverse? It's not perverse. You're calling it perverse is actually perverse. You know, for all of the Joe Biden's self-proclaimed religiosity, right? Actually, they were bragging. This is a devout Catholic and this, that, and the other thing. I've never heard him speak as openly with the encouragement to Christians and believers. I've never heard that. I've heard him brag about how well he knows the Pope. I've heard him make jokes and be irreverent when he makes the sign of the cross, like, God, please forgive me for just lying or something like that. What an opportunity. And Donald Trump is using it. And I love it. Lee Greenwood, who was here not too long ago. I think that's just great. You know, you may know about my little Bible journey, but you don't want the Lee Greenwood Bible, any Bible. And people will say, well, what about him and the porn star? What about him? He's been married three times. Everybody relax. Read the Bible and you'll find out about, you know, the tax man, Matthew, the adulterous woman, you know, all that stuff. All that stuff. Anybody's life can be turned around. Anybody. Through grace, it's an amazing thing. What a wonderful opportunity. And to share it with the world, I can't think of anything better. Anything better. All right, so good stuff. Good stuff. Hey, there's this. Everything's coming together. That phony case that he's got to be in court for on April 15th, it could all come crashing down. It turns out that Judge Mershon, that's his name, Mershon, who imposed a obviously illegal gag order on President Trump. You cannot talk about this case. Well, why the hell not? Show me in the Constitution where you can keep anybody's mouth shut. He's not supposed to. And you think this isn't political? That's the proof that it's all political. He's winning the PR war, to the extent that he's got to wage a PR war, but he's winning. And he's speaking truth, and they are very, very uncomfortable with the truth. They're trying to shut him up. I can criticize Congress. I can criticize Joe Biden. I can criticize the media. I can criticize anybody I want. Why can't President Trump criticize the judge? Why can't he criticize the prosecutor? Well, it's threatening to them. No, it's not, actually. He's criticizing the performance and their integrity, and he's not threatening anybody. A threat is a threat, and a threat is illegal. But this is how you can tell they're really coming after our free speech. It's a little game they play. You know, questioning the election integrity, that has brought on threats. No, you can question the election integrity. And if some nut job does, we're not going to talk like we're talking to babies, right? We're all adults here. Hey, speaking of babies, there is a beautiful picture that's gone viral. And I'm so glad they didn't blur the kid's eyes out. Jonathan Diller, the late police officer shot and killed the day before yesterday, right? Horrible. I just saw the video of him getting shot. Total hero. There's going to be a great big memorial in Massapequa Park tonight. Let me see. I think it's at 7 o'clock. Let me just double check here. 7 o'clock, Brady Park in Massapequa Park, if you're around there. Bruce Blakeman, we think, will be there. And what a nice thing to do. A lot of cops live there. What was the other thing I wanted to do here? Oh, the child of Officer Diller. There's a picture of him, and guess what it says? My daddy's life matters. It's a one-year-old baby. My daddy's life matters. Law enforcement. Isn't that great? I have a feeling this guy's going to grow up, though, with a lot of support. He will not be forgotten. He's got a great uncle there, too. One of his uncles, really. Anyway, and hey, the Barstool Sports guy, what's his name again? That everybody likes, El Presidente Portnoy. Dave Portnoy has already raised $240,000 for this guy, for this guy's family. That Dave Portnoy is a good egg. Officer Diller, we owe you so much. We'll be right back.
Greg Kelly, on the Red Apple Podcast Network. Greg Kelly on the Red Apple Podcast Network.
Hey, big news. President Trump will be attending the wake of Officer Diller tomorrow. Isn't that a great thing to do? Still no word from the White House or Joe Biden about this. Remember, they're always losing their minds over some transgender who felt offended. But a police officer losing their life in the line of duty thanks to the policies and the atmosphere created by the left. No comment. President Trump will attend the wake of Officer Diller. I'm not sure if that's on Long Island or in the city. I think it might be on Long Island. Wow, that's something else. All right, Larry, what's up?
Yeah, hi, Greg. You know, listen, I find what you say mostly brilliant, but I'm genuinely shocked and disappointed that you would try to defend Andrew Cuomo. First of all, somebody who was a victim herself would never make somebody else a victim. That's the first principle.
I don't know. Sorry. I already explained to you, all right? I am a believer in truth and justice, okay? I already explained to you also that there are a million reasons to not like Andrew Cuomo, but I'm about principle. And the campaign to get him out of office on that phony baloney sexual predator stuff was phony baloney. All right. And if it can happen to you, if it can happen to him, it can happen to anybody else. And they're pulling the same tricks and crap on Trump, on people everywhere. So he's innocent on that stuff. I just played you the video of that totally contradicts itself. You know, she's telling two stories to two different audiences and the case disintegrates. So you shouldn't be shocked. You shouldn't be offended. This is not the first time I've talked about that. So you shouldn't be shocked. And offended? Well, that's your beef there, Larry. I don't see why you'd be offended by that, but whatever.
I don't think you could show a contradiction in those audio tapes.
You think you believe these women? What do they even allege? What do these women even allege? Do you even know that? Do you know what they allege?
He put his hand. Firstly,
do you know what he alleges? They allege that he looked at a doctor in a medical gown, and you know what he said?
You make that gown look good.
You know what Letitia James says about that doctor? She's a sexual abuse survivor. We all witnessed that moment. Did you call the sexual abuse hotline? I didn't because it wasn't sexual abuse. Nobody saw it, but that's one of the survivors. You got to be kidding. 5 million, whatever, how many people voted for him, and some twerp comes in with a phony explanation, a charge. And you think they did that to satisfy Charlotte Bennett? That was a Biden operation. They wanted him gone. They wanted him gone because Cuomo was feeling his oats, and he wanted to be the nominee in 2020, and they wanted to get back at him for that. If you don't buy that, if you don't see that, I can't help you, Larry. You got a lot of growing up to do.
I don't see it. Sorry.
All right. Well, we'll agree to disagree, although I don't like saying that. We'll agree to violently disagree. No, we don't want to say violently disagree. I don't know. We'll agree that you're wrong. No, you don't agree with that. I don't know how to put it. But Patricia, hello.
Hey, Greg. When the Me Too movement came about, I thought there's some hope for me. I had this crazy person for a year stalking me. I didn't know him. I didn't know who the heck this character was.
When was this? How long ago?
Oh, in the 1990s. He broke into my house and tried to rape me.
Oh, my God.
And then I swear to God, Greg, I didn't know what to do. I ripped out most of the hair on his head. That's how I'm alive. So guess what? I found out his parents are sitting court, federal judges. That was the end of that. I don't know why these women come across and they're making up stupid stories. When real people like me had this happen.
Did you call the cops?
Are you kidding me? His parents were sick. They were court judges. What
did you call? You call the cops?
No.
Call the cops. Who the hell? I mean,
no.
Call the cops.
I'm telling you, it's not like that in those days.
All right, Patricia, do me a favor. Hold on. All right, we'll pick it up in a little while. And but I think you do have to call the cops, even now.
This is Greg Kelly for Priority Gold. What does it mean to be America's precious metals dealer? It means that you're in touch with the hearts and minds of those who love this country, value our freedom, and want to protect the future. Priority Gold is that precious metals dealer. They've helped thousands of Americans back their retirement with solid gold and silver. Call Priority Gold at 888-506-6439. Receive free shipping, free storage, a free investment guide, and one of the best purchase experiences in the industry. Call now or go to PriorityGold.com.